So we have a principle in Shas of a lav she'ein bo maisa, that the typical example, that in order, generally speaking, we have positive commandments and we have negative, like we learned by the Aseres Adibra, Zachar Shom HaShabbos Kakadcho is the positive mitzvahs of Shabbos, certainly Kiddush and perhaps the other ones. Shamar is to keep Shabbos. But for Kol HaTorah Kulo, so there are positive commandments, putting on tefillin, and there are negative commandments, let's say, like eating treif. So putting on tefillin, so let's say not putting on tefillin, so you nullify a positive commandment, but there's no onesh per se, there's no punishment. And when we had karbanos, you brought a karban to make up for not doing a positive mitzvah. Back in the day, when you violated a negative commandment, so you could get a good old-fashioned whooping called makas. So the classical example the Gemara gives, it's called, it has to be a lav sheyesh bo mais. In order to be obligated for makas, not only you have to violate a negative commandment, but it has to be done through an action. So the classical example given is, because they learn out from the smichas apsukim, is muzzling your animal during when it's going out to work, because it's sar ba'alei chayim. In other words, you have to, when the animal's working in the field, so you have to able to let them graze, eat the grass. So if you put a muzzle on top of the animal, so that's the classical lav she'ein, lav she'yesh bo ma'is. So you're doing a ma'is, you put the muzzle on, and therefore, you're liable to makis. So that's the classic example. That's why, and that's the example where you have to violate a negative commandment with an action. So the Gemara in Baba Kama, I believe Dav Samak, raises the question, what about if I could cause the animal not, because the purpose of putting the muzzle on is to save money, torture the animal, whatever your intention is, but it's so the animal can't eat. So what happens if I want to do something else that I could cause the animal not to eat, but I'm not going to do an action, i.e. chasma bakol, don't raise your voice to me. You scream at the animal, you talk loudly, you make the animal, different animals respond differently to different events. But let's assume you scream at the animal, you'll scare the animal and he won't eat. You accomplish the same result without putting the muzzle on. So no one's recommending that's a good thing. The question is, are you chayav makis? Are you liable for a good old-fashioned whooping or not? Is that the same as putting on, doing an action of a call by screaming? So that's a machlokas Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says no. Chasma bakol, it's no makis. Why? Because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Because there is no action. Generally speaking, dibor is not considered an action. Talking is not an action. And therefore, it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Rav Yochanan says yes, that you do get makis. Why? Because he says, Akimas piv have maisa, moving your lips, that's considered an action, and therefore you do get makis. So it's a machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, whether screaming at the animal, causing him not the equivalent of putting a muzzle, making the animal afraid that the animal can't eat during the work, are you liable for makis? So we paskin like Rav Yochanan. It's usher. Not only is it usher, but yechayev makis. If you scream at the animal specifically to avoid that he shouldn't be able to eat. Of course, it's a separate discussion. If there's poison in the field and you're putting a muzzle on the animal, or so he doesn't eat, so he doesn't die. It's a separate.
Also, if it's not your animal, it's not your field. So it's your animal, but not your field. So he's not allowed to
with Avram and Lo. Yeah, it's a separate discussion. But we assume, you know, that's what the rush of. About obviously, if the whole purpose of putting a muzzle on is to protect the obviously if they're going to be like poison or like sharp things, then obviously then that could be darshina and time and takra, and therefore that obviously you could do that. So the question is, according to Rav Yochanan, that akima svasav have maisu, we're in trouble. It's something called lashon hara. Of course, we all know we shouldn't be talking evil gossip about people, but it's pretty hard to keep. At best, we could try to minimize it. You know, in some tzaddik, you know, the Chafetz Chaim worked his whole life just to get there. So you're telling me every time someone speaks Lashon Hara, they get makis? That wouldn't work out too well for anybody. So obviously not, Tosis points out, no. Even Rav Yochanan agrees, Akima's Maisa, talking, uttering his little lips, is only a Maisa when it causes a result, i.e., when you scream at the animal, so it's the equivalent of putting a muzzle on the animal. When Akima's Svasov is the equivalent, when there's a result happening, then there's Makas. But you might embarrass the person, Lashon Hara, or the person doesn't even know you're talking about it, so then there's no Makas. It's still us to speak Lashon Hara, but don't worry, no Makas every time you speak Lashon Hara, because there's no result there. So that's the Machlokas, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish. We pass him like Rav Yochanan, that Akima's Svasov Have Maisa, which leads us to some contemporary Bisho Akam Shilas, or contemporary Kashrus Shilas. A couple of them. One is, first I gave you one, not specifically related, and one related. But there was a whole discussion, let's say, people today, Hashkacha is all over the place. So if you're giving Hashkacha in Brooklyn, in Israel, there's no shortage of Mashkichim around. It's not hard to find someone. You go the further out of town you go, Midwest, Alaska, it's much harder. And certainly if you go to China, India, or wherever else they go anymore, Vietnam. So it's hard to have a, it's definitely hard to have a Mashkiach Tamidi. It's hard to have a, maybe if you get someone to visit once in a while. And obviously it depends on the factory. So let's assume there is a Bisho Akum, whatever product we're talking. Let's assume there's an issue of Bisho Akum. So Rav Heinemann came up, Rav Heinemann from the Star K came up with, I think it was called the Globar. But what is it? Basically is you have in the oven, you have like a, it's kind of like a light bulb sort of, something, a bulb that gives heat. Like it's 24 hours. Obviously you have to make sure it's still on and you got to replace it. But so therefore he's saying if you put this Globar in, a Jew puts it in. So therefore a Jew is always part of the cooking process and therefore it's not a problem of a Bisho Akum.
It's like the pilot light.
Yeah, but right. Well, we'll see why it might be different. Yeah, everyone, see, pilot. Yeah, right. Pilot light, everyone agrees to. At least Ashkenaz, I'm saying, yeah. But, so Rav Heinemann goes, but many, the OU does not go for it. Rav Belsky was very against it, and others didn't like this. Why is it any different than, let's say, a pilot light or anything like that? So, but what they say is, it's not really part of the heating process. Like when you start the process, even because the Rama, because he says it's no, the Rama, and we paskin this way, the Rama writes, even if you, that's why it's more, see, for Sfardim, it's, we're more lenient for Pas Yisrael, so Sfardim agreed to this for Pas Yisrael, especially when you go to Europe and eating bread, but by Bisho Akum, the Sfardim are more machmir, but the Ashkenaz, we paskin, even you throw a little twig of wood into the fire, that's enough. So he says, it's no different than throwing, I'm affecting the heat, so that's good enough. So Rebelsky didn't like it. Number one, he says, it's not really part of the fire. It's like separate. And secondly, you're doing it before you're putting the food in. In the other cases, you're turning on the fire afterwards. So most, I'd say, a lot of the Hashkakas don't like, but Rav Heinemann, that's his shita. But the one that's nogeya to us, it's called Yehuda Shane, I think he lives in Lakewood. It's called the Shane Maneuver. What's the Shane Maneuver? Again, also a case where you can't be there all the time, but he came up with something where you call up on your cell phone, your phone line, whatever the case may be. I know you got to change the phone line, so you got to speak to Roger. So therefore, the phone line, what do you call in? And I guess the case was you could press in a code and the oven would go on. So how about that? If you're in China, India, I don't know, you could be in New York. It doesn't make a difference. If it works, it works. So that's what they call the Shane maneuver, Yehuda Shane. So on this, the poskim like Rav Belsky, Rav Yosha, like the different gedolim. I'm not sure if it's Rav Yosha, but the different gedolim like went for it, and they said that you could do that because that's considered you doing an action. You're hitting. So the shaila was, what about if I voice activation, let's say I set up where I talk into the oven and say, oven, go on, or whatever you say. You say, Bisho Yisrael, whatever magical words you want to say, kind of like some restaurants here, Bisho Yisrael. You want to say some magical words, and therefore, so does that work? So you'd say, according to Rav Yochanan, so then it's, Akima Svasav Havi Maisa, and you're causing a result. You're causing the oven to go on. So therefore, do they all say it by hitting the if you hit the buttons, but then it should come out that if we do passing like Rav Yochanan, Akim Mitzvah Havi Maisa, talking in voice activation to cause the oven to go on should also work, and therefore that should be Bishur Yisrael. Because we find also, because the Gemara in Baba Basra, I think, that talks about, usually we have halacha by Nezik, and when you cause damage, to be chayev nezek sholem, to be chayev completely, you got to do it directly. Adam hamazik. But let's say your animal does it, or it's a grubba, but Nezik it is at least putter, maybe within shamayim you have to pay, but your putter, at least your putter. So the Gemara had a case where a tarnagol, you have those, you used to see them in someone like opera, they make that note and the glass breaks or something. So they had a case with the chicken. The tarnagol is screeching and he's like breaking something. So the Gemara talks over, the Gemara says, Yechayev Nezek Sholem. Nezek Sholem, it's Grama ben Nezikin. So we see from here that no, that someone is, with your vocal cords, it's like you yourself are doing, it's considered Akim Mitzvah of Havei Maisa. So therefore, it come out according to Rav Yochanan that if voice activation is your Maisa, so my shaila is, if this is true, so then if you take this to the, so then let's assume you're going to light electric, let's assume you're going to be Yotze Friday night candles with electric. So then I should be able to tell Alexa, turn on the candles, or turn on the lights. And then you make the bracha afterwards. If Akim is supposed to have a maisa, and we're assuming, see, they say a l'chumra, I want to know how far I told Johnny to send into Rav Asher Weiss, his website, to ask him if he's, because he holds it's direct. He's saying, he's saying it for l'chumra on Shabbos. He holds it's like you're doing it yourself, and therefore it's asur min haTorah. So if that's true, so then I want to know if he would say it this way. And also, could we bake the matzah? Assuming you hold, you could use machine shmurah matzah, is it any different than pressing the button? So he's saying it's no, everyone agrees it's going to be a Darabanan, or they'll say it's not in this.
So he's saying
if you assume Akima Swas, the Kiddush is, he's saying it's an Issa Daraisa. I don't know if it's a Kiddush, but he's saying it's Issa Daraisa. So, we could get into Darabanan, whether I should do it or shouldn't do it. That's a separate discussion. But if he's saying it seriously and I'm just taking it to the other way, then he should come out that in those cases also, if Akima Swas of Havei Maisa, when you're causing a result, then it should work for positive mitzvahs also. So that all comes back to the sukkah of Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish about chasma bakol, and that the latter derabbanan. Some want to say Alexa might be a musical instrument. Could you play? The lot of other things coming out, but those are all derabbanans. And the next phase, which is so that seems to be clear according to that when we move into the next stage of AI thinking. Let's say I could turn on the machine by thinking, that's not so pashut, then it's usher at all. The question, none of the poskim, they'll say it's not in the spirit of Shabbat, and no one's going to come out, but we would come up, let's say using it in the hospitals, using it in the military. Those are the things where Meikar did a mutter, but you don't think it's good to be used widespread. You don't want to publicize it because it changed the whole of. So then you use it in cases of need, like hospitals and in Israel and military. That's where the shaylos come. So they already have it out. I mean, not on a commercial level, but the AI, they have I heard Rav Schechter talk about it. And and even with Shaul Miller, they never come out and say it's mutter, but based on Tosas writes by the man. The man is also because you had to say it for the man to be created. You have to talk, but makshav will be mutter. And we have cases by truma, you can't be mafresh truma. But if I'm mafresh by makshav, it's mutter. So we had cases where there is differences between makshava and dibor. So that'd be the next stage, in terms of AI. I mean, apparently it's already here, but the next stage in terms of commercial.